It's 5 p.m. Sunday afternoon. I'm looking out across the majestic, steep, glaciated, very impressive Caucasus Range. Les DeWitt and others on this trip have commented over and over while we've been up here that that's been the real surprise of the trip. You come knowing about the high twin-summited peaks of Mount Elbrus, the highest point in Europe, and then you realize there's a spectacular mountain range. It's like the Alps on steroids that you didn't even know about. We've enjoyed these views every day that we've been up here. And tonight is especially important. I say tonight because we're going to go to bed early. Layla has, our cook, has prepared another wonderful dinner that we're taking early this evening because we have decided to try for the summit tomorrow. So that means we'll wake up probably, we'll wake up at 1:30 in the morning. Layla will have a full breakfast, and at 3 a.m., our snowcats will arrive, and we'll go higher on the mountain to begin our long climb towards the summit of Mount Elbrus. The team's in great spirits and in great shape, very well acclimatized. We spent much of today in the very good weather, rigging our harnesses well, checking out our ice axes, and drying our gear thoroughly for the long summit climb tomorrow. The weather's beautiful, the team's strong, and I have a great feeling about our luck, our chances for success tomorrow. Stay tuned, and we'll report to you on the way up to the summit of Mount Elbrus tomorrow. We're signing out now for the Berg Adventures team from the Barrels, where we're going to have a good night's rest, but we're excited about our climb tomorrow. Hope the weather holds, and we'll see how we do. We'll report.